Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Every Friday, we take a look ahead to what's happening this weekend up and down this beautiful country. And tomorrow, on Saturday, in Auckland, hundreds of guinea pigs and their owners will be descending on the village of Waimoku. The Auckland KV Club is holding a guinea pig show with prizes including Most Adventurous Guinea Pig and Mr. or Ms. Auckland. Andy Laurie is the president of the Auckland KV Club and joins me now. Kia ora to you.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. First of all, Laurie, KV, so that's a word for guinea pig, is it?
It's the Latin name for a guinea pig.
Oh, okay. KV.
A KV, it means a small animal with short or no tail.
Right. Well, I guess that's a pretty accurate descriptor, really, isn't it?
Yes.
And you, I presume, are the proud owner of a or perhaps several KV yourself?
Multiple, yes.
Can you tell me about them?
I can. I've had them for my 25th year showing them. Mm-hmm. And they're quite a cool pet because you can have them in suburban areas as well, whereas a lot of people can't breed animals anymore.
Yeah.
And if you're into genetics or anything like that, they're quite cool to get into the hobby.
And they're very cute too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of guinea pigs. Never had one myself, but big fan of them. What are their names, Andy?
They have a lot of names. I won't go through all of them, but one of them I'm showing tomorrow is called Romulus Heartstopper.
Nice. Ooh. Wow, Romulus Heartstopper. That sounds like a character from a romance book.
Well, hopefully it's a memorable name. We'll see how she does on the show.
Yeah, I like it. It's good. All right, so tell me about the KV Club. How does the KV Club work? Is it kind of like a breeding society?
Sort of. So we have two main categories. So one category is the pet section, where anyone that just owns a pet guinea pig can bring their pet along and compete for this sort of main category, smooth coat, rough coat, long coat, and then there's some novelty classes as well. Mm-hmm. And that's for anyone that owns a pet guinea pig, so it doesn't have to be purebred. And then we have the purebred show, which is for people that breed their own purebred animals with pedigrees.
How do you judge guinea pigs? What do they judge? Presumably it's similar logic to dogs, that there are like breed standards, and so you know the guinea pigs are set up against those breed standards and how well they fulfil that criterion?
Yeah, so the pet guinea pigs are judged purely on health and condition and how well handled and cared for they are. And then a purebred is judged on all of those things, but also to a standard that has a scale of points in it. So some breeds might be more about the shape and the shortness of the coat and that they should be one colour all over. And then other breeds will be judged on more so their markings than the shape of the actual animal.
Right.
And then we've got all the different coat varieties as well.
Guinea pigs, I think I'm right in saying this, are generally considered to be rather skittish creatures. How do you get them to chill out while they are being examined and prodded and looked at by lots of people from lots of different angles?
So people are always quite amazed. I mean, most of the pets and the purebreds being shown are pretty well handled, but then they're shown on little carpet mats that, because they're a prey animal, they feel quite secure on the carpet, non-slip, and most of them don't move off the mat.
There are some beautiful, beautiful photos associated with this event too, aren't there?
Yeah, lots. There's a lot of breeds that people didn't even know existed, like the long hairs. Their hair grows an inch a month, just like humans' hair. Yeah. So an adult would have 12 inches of coat.
Wow. Wait, what? 12 inches of coat?
12 inches of coat. So just like a person with long hair. Anybody can have hair as long as you'd like it to be.
I'm going to Google that. I understand, Andy, that there is also a dress-up component tomorrow. Is that right?
There's a dress-up component tomorrow, and tomorrow's theme is Anzac, and whatever that means to you as an exhibitor.
Right, okay. I'm sure that you'll get some creative costumes for that. Andy, it's been nice chatting to you this evening. If people would like to spectate, can they go along? If so, where do they go to find out more?
Yep, so they can look up Auckland KV Club on Facebook, and it is open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to the public tomorrow, or if you'd like to enter your pet, just make sure you're there by 12 p.m.
Great stuff.
And it's at the Waimauku War Memorial Hall.
Beautiful. Well, hey, have a blast, and all the best to you. Good luck to, sorry, was it Romulus Heartstopper?
Romulus Heartstopper.
Romulus Heartstopper. Great stuff. Andy Laurie, thanks so much for your time this evening.
No problem.
That is Andy Laurie. Andy is the president of the Auckland KV Club, and that is being held, the guinea pig show is being held in the village of Waimauku tomorrow.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.